भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 185. So he'll maybe get it up on the screen, otherwise.
We'll What's the verse again?
Majah 17, 185. Namaste kala satyaya jayanata sutara cha sabhutyaya 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 Abhishambhalo, ha. You ready? Is it
180?
Oh, it's 184. Okay. So this is 184 in Majalila 17. The Lord travels to Vrindavan and Prabhu kohe shuti smriti jata rishikam.
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 Sabhe eka mato nohi bina bina dhan.
Sabhe eka mato nohi.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Sabe eko mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Prabhu kahe shruti smriti jata rishigam.
Sabe eka mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Sabe eka mato nahi bina bina dhan.
Anybody? No. Prabhu, someone chant? Prabhu kahe.
Prabhu kahe.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said.
Shruti.
Shruti.
The Vedas.
The Vedas.
Smriti.
Smriti.
The Puranas.
Puranas.
Jatta.
Jatta.
All.
All.
Rishi Gan.
Rishi Gan.
Great sages.
Great sages.
Sabbe.
Sabbe.
All of them.
All of them.
Ekamata nahi.
Ekamata nahi.
Do not agree.
Do not agree.
Binna binna dhamma.
Binna binna dhamma.
Different grades of religious principles.
Different grades of religious principles.
Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, the Vedas, Puranas, and great learned sages are not always in agreement with one another. Consequently, there are different religious principles. Now, this is continuing last week, so because the whole week went by, we could probably do well to hear the verse from last week, which said, this is a Sanodhya Brahmana was speaking. He was worried that foolish people, Mokha Lok, will blaspheme you. Because Mahaprabhu accepted the Sanodhya Brahmana, he took meals in his house because Sanodhya Brahmana was in the line of Madhavendra Puri. And Mahaprabhu didn't have any problem. The Sanodhya Brahmanas are not considered totally up to snuff according to the smartest system. Always reminds me that in Vrindavan in 75 when we had the installation of the deities, Prabhupada had invited the local Brahmanas to do the installation. Of course, he said many things about that, but just to nobody would criticize that why these Westerners are doing. He wanted just to avoid that. He also said that the chanting of Hare Krishna was the main thing going on, that was purifying the atmosphere, and the deities were being accepted because of that. But just as a side note, I remember going down to Lloyd Bazaar a few times during that period, and I saw some of the Brahmins sitting by the tea stall with their t-shirts, tea stall t-shirt. And I was thinking, at that time, you know, we didn't hear everything Prabhupada said about, but he did say later on, when the Brahmanas actually proposed that they would be hired to do all the puja for the temple. Prabhupada's response was, and I don't think it was directly told to them, but
in-house.
He said, tell them they are simply dogs. Anyway, just a side note, nothing important.
You just said it in the speaker.
What?
You said that in the mic.
Yeah, the world just heard that.
Yeah.
Well, the prophet said it. Anyway, wasn't that impressed with them? I don't know. I mean, I think it's recorded as far as people's memories.
I heard it.
He's heard it. Yeah. Did you ever hear it?
Yeah.
Well, hope they're not listening.
That must be true.
I hope they're not listening. Okay. Lord Chaitanya replied about the Mokha Loks. In fact, the son of the Abraham even said, Mokha Lok, Karibe, Tomanandam, that they're fools. Of course, Lord Chaitanya referred to himself sometimes. He said his Guru Maharaj chastised him, Mokha Tumi Toma, Nahika Vedanta Adhikar, that don't have the capacity to study the Vedanta. When he was speaking with Prakashananda and his followers, And he was showing an example of extreme humility, calling himself a Mork. Whether his Guru Maharaj said that, try to find that forensically. So, the Vedas, Puranas, and great learned sages are not always in agreement with one another. Consequently, there are different religious principles. Binna, binna, dhamma. Purport. Unless one comes to the absolute truth, there is no possibility of agreement. Nasa Rashir Yashama Kamna Vinna. Takopati stashutayo vidinna nasa rishi yashyamatam vidinna dhamasya tattvam hitam duhayam. That whole verse is quoted in one of these purports here. That by argument, takopatapatista, tako means argument. So by argument one cannot establish sambhadavivada babo bhavanti. In the Hansa Guya prayers, of all people, the Daksha offered these prayers, which were all already established prayers, but they're wonderful prayers. In the fourth canto, in the sixth canto, and fourth chapter. Sambhadi Bhavavo. Chai Shammohor. It says they're always in illusion, arguing back and forth. Astiti nastiti, whether the absolute truth has form or no form. But they're always arguing about the form, but the argument is going on. It never concludes. The bhaktas, they simply accept. And they accept the Mahajana Yena Gata Sapamta, the path of the Mahajana. And Lord Brahma also says, Atapite Deva Padambu Jadvaya Prasada Sana Vihite Janati Tattvam Bhagavam Himno. Lord Brahma has many prayers. Every time I open the Bhagavatam, there's some prayers by Lord Brahma. In 8th canto, there's like two sets. In 10th canto, and then we have Brahma Samhita. In the 3rd canto, 9th chapter, Lord Brahma's prayers. But in 10th canto, offering to Krishna, he has one famous verse, Atapite Deva Padambu. By argument, by speculation, one can never come to any conclusion. But if one gets a tiny lesha, prasada lesha, a trace of prasada, of Krishna, then, or the acharyas, then janati tattvam. Janati means he knows the tattvam. He'll understand the tattvam. So it's beyond vana manasa gochara, beyond the power of words, gochara, and mind to understand. It's not mundane. Atakshi Krishna nama adi nabhavidran seva nuki hi jivala. In another place, that means, of course, beyond our mundane senses. So these bina-bina. Even the sages in Nagasharanya, borini-borikaramani, ataksadokriyatsaram, samadrityamanisha, they asked Suta Goswami, Sharan, to give the essence of all the shastras. They were also bewildered. While we're doing the thousand-year sacrifice, and there's so many shastras, probably they knew a lot of shastras too. But they said that you can't possibly know all the shastras, and even in all the shastras, it would take a long time to study every shastra. And in every shastra, they're giving different prescriptions according to the angle of vision, vicha. So, in another place, Kaviraj Goswami says, if you like to study and like to speculate, it's okay, we don't mind. Bring your speculation here. Krishna Chaitanya Doya Koroho Vichar. Vichar Kora Chitti Parichamakar. Your Vichar, you're studying, you're this and that. That's okay. Bring it to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doya Koroho Vichar, Vichar Kora. Then you'll get something really amazing, not this dry, Bhattacharya said, dry oil cakes where the oil has been taken out. His understanding was, after Mahaprabhu gave him full mercy, he surrendered, he said like that, I was situated in argument and trying to understand, but previously he said, he described the jackals, Shrigal Tharka. Shrigal means jackal. I was surrounded by the jackals of logic. This was his idea. That those who simply study logic and dry speculation, they're like jackals. And jackals, they make that horrible noise. But in the spoken to. Bah, bah. You can, you know, jackals don't sound too good. They're scary. So that was his comparison. But now, he said, now I'm simply chanting ecstatically the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Giving that gure, giving up. Karmapyekam, manasyekam. Chanakya Pandit has one shloka like that. Karmapyekam, mahatmanam. Those who are mahatmas, they agree. they agree on Hare Krishna. Chanakya may have not specifically said. He has some agreement like that also. Karmapyekam, manasyekam, vachasyekam, mahatmanam. Their words, they agree. The devotees, they always agree. They simply chant. They're not going to, they argue unnecessarily. So, but Kaviraj Goswami also says, beware the whirlpool of false arguments. Several times. He knows that people want to argue. He said he considers at the end of Majalila that he says, those who don't accept Gorlilam, Kalak, those who are Kala, Nadatam. He says, those who don't accept Chaitanya Prabhu's mercy, Gora Lilamitam, this Amrita Da, this one verse coming, or it's there somewhere, the nectar flowing from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, I consider them like envious hogs. And they don't want to study the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's all right, I'm getting some special bliss. I have to reveal it. I know that they might criticize. They're more interested in speculation. So he says, Taridam Ati Rahasyam. It is Ati Rahasyam. It only meant for... I noticed this word, Rahasyam, was because Sanatana Goswami, when he approached this mendicant, he was actually some sort of a mendicant, but he said he was a business, some type of man. But Rahasya, this mendicant, when Sanatana Goswami was traveling to Benares to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Varanasi, and he came, he shaved up, he got his, Tapan Mishra gave him, he offered him a dhoti. He said, that's okay, just give me an old dhoti, don't give me a new, any. It reminds me when I was in Prabhupada's quarters one time in 74, he spoke on so many things, and one of the things was that how the British wanted to introduce the Manchester cloth manufactured in the factory of Manchester and eliminate, try to, as much as possible, get rid of all the Bengali weavers, all the cottage industries and rascal British. He was really... Anyway, he said, no gentleman was interested in this. He said, even if you got a hand-me-down cloth, a dhoti, that, say you were a servant, and they would get a cloth on some big festival day. He said festivals were going on every month or so. So you want to give someone a cloth, it's only worn a few times during the month. So even that would be almost new. So just something I thought of. But so Sanatana Goswami, he asked this mendicant who was washing his torn quilt and laying it out to dry by the Ganga. He said, why don't you trade me? Because he got Sri Kanta, his brother-in-law, gave him this fantastic, beautiful blanket, apparently. It was quite nice blanket. It was a nice blanket. So after he wore his kofina kanta shrito, he didn't have his kanta yet. Kanta is that old little blanket form quilt. And so that he said to this man, he said, sir, you give me your torn quilt, I will give you my nice blanket. So the man said, rahasya, he used the word rahasya. I guess if you're intimate, you can joke. But the word means intimate, but the man joking there, so... He said, why are you joking with me, sir? You're a respectable gentleman. Because he thought it was a joke. Who would trade this great blanket for this torn quilt? But Sanatana said, no, I'm not rahasya. I'm not joking with you. I'm serious. Give me your torn quilt. And I'm sure the guy was pretty happy. So when he came back, because Mahaprabhu, after Sanatana had shaved up, he looked like a real sadhu. When he first came there, Tapan Mishra, he asked him to go outside. Lord Chaitanya said, there's Sanatana Goswami's outside. Go find him. He's right outside. I wonder how he knew that. When he looked outside,
He didn't see anybody. He didn't. I don't see a devotee. I don't see any Vaishnava. Because Sanatana looked just like some Muslim mendicant. Long hair, beard, everything. So he came in, he said, Mahaprabhu, I don't see anyone. He said, come on. He went outside, embraced Sanatana. Sanatana, of course. And then he got the blanket, but he still had the blanket. So when he finished shading up and he had his copin and whatever, he was little cloth, so that he was glancing at the blanket. So Sata Goswami, being extremely intelligent, shall we say, he saw Mahaprabhu ingita means indications. Those who are super intelligent, they understand by indication. When Mahaprabhu was all the time with Sri Ramadhar Govinda, he hardly had to say much. He could just indicate with his eyes looking and hear. Many times they would know. So Sanatana Goswami knew by indication that he embraced, but he looked right at the blanket. You know, the blanket is not pleasing to the Lord. I have to do something. So he switched with the mendicant. That's the Sanatana Goswami pastime. There are so many. But maybe we'll read today's Sanatana. So I didn't need the purport. Okay. No possibility of agreement. On the material platform, there's no possibility of agreement. There are different kinds of religious systems. On the absolute platform, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipable. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 1855, Bhaktyamam Abhijana Piyavanyas Chasmi Tattataha. On the absolute platform, the worshipful deity is one, and the process of worship is also one. I was just seeing that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had that term, tree, I forgot, just saw it. But it meant bhakti, Bhagavan, and the bhakta, these three things. And he said, they are big. Drishya vichar. They constitute what is seen, who is seeing it. That consideration, the my bodies don't have that. Therefore, they have to argue. They come to this final conclusion that the seer of the absolute truth, upatrash anamantacha. Therefore, they never can come to a conclusion. Apani paro javano grita. The statements like that in the Vedas and Upanishad, they don't understand that he has no arm, they don't have no hand. But he accepts everything. Kadore tadvanti ke tad antarashya. He's within and without. He can't understand. So that process is life. Bhaktyamama bhajana. There are many different religions throughout the world because they are not all on the absolute platform of devotional service. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Saradharmam paritta jamamikam sharam raja kamapyekam. Similar thing is at the end of Brahma Samhita. Dharmananyam paritta jamamikam bhajavishtasam. Yadashi yadashi shadha. Sit here, bhavati. One gets perfection according to this system of giving up everything else but Krishna consciousness. Sit here, bhavati. And one has faith in that. Shraddha. Shraddham dato nushuniyata tabaniya. So, word ekam means one. We had that verse recently in that chapter 7. Ekam. That similar to this. Krishna Krishna Mahabhav Abhayankara. He destroys all fear. Dhanamak Prochita. There are no religious systems, different religious systems. According to Bhagavatam 112, Dhanamak Prochita Kaitavosa Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam Vejam Vastadamatra Vastu Shivadam Tapatranam Mulanam Shrimad Bhagavati Mahamunikate Kimba Parayanishvara Sadyo Vidyavaridyate Tukitibi Vishu. That's quoted here. On material platform, of course, second verse of the Bhagavatam, other cheating, kaitava dharma is kicked out completely. Bhagavad Gita ends with Sarva Dharmam quoted here, and then Bhagavatam, that's already kicked out. You have to have already kicked it out more, you know, to understand Bhagavatam. There's Paramahamsa. It's for Nirmapsaran, no longer envious. I'm giving you Bhagavad Gita because you're that Anasuyave. Arjuna's Anasuyave, non-envious, cannot be spoken to those who are not austere or who are envious. Don't give it out. So, Bhagavatam, beginning on the premise that you already finished your course in Bhagavad Gita, and you realize it, hopefully. On the material platform, religious systems are different. The Bhagavatam describes them from the very beginning as Dharma Kaitava, Prakrishta Rupena Ujita. When this prefix is there, pra, it gives special emphasis. Sweep it out, Ujita. Get gone. Finish. Not even. No consideration of these cheating religions. Bhagavatam describes them from the beginning as Dharma Kaitava, cheating. None of these religions are actually genuine. The genuine religious system is that which enables one to become a lover of the personality of God. In the words of the Bhagavatam 1:26, Savai Pongsang Parodhamo Yato Bhakti Rahokshade Ahoy Tikiya Patiyata Yayatma Suprasidati. Because in those questions, this is probably described it as the first answer to the first few questions, Borini Burikaramani, and what can satisfy all persons. Same word was used in the question in the first chapter, so second chapter answers. That satisfies. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity, is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service to the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated, uninterrupted, in order to completely satisfy the self. Yayatma suprasidati. So prasidati means to pre-supersede, means very pre-supersede. On this platform there is nothing but the service of the Lord. When a person has no ulterior motive, there is certainly oneness and agreement of principles. Since everyone has a different body and mind, different types of religions are needed. But when one is situated on the spiritual platform, there are no bodily and mental differences. Consequently, on the absolute platform, there is oneness in religion. So this was the answer that many times Prabhupada would give, just like when Prabhupada came to the Mensa Club. Actually, I'm not sure if they came to see him or he went was brought there, but Yogeshwar arranged that Prabhupada would speak with these fellows in Britain, the kind of snobby guys, you know. They just sit around playing chess and speculating about different philosophers. And they claim you have to have, they pass, if you have a certain IQ, then they let you, I don't know if they still exist now, during the pandemic, but they give you their test, and then you can sit around and play chess and speculate. Anyway, when Prabhupada came there, he was preaching to them very nicely, and they actually, sounds like they actually liked Prabhupada, they thought it was an interesting fellow. So at one point, after speaking some time with Prabhupada, they said, well, Swamiji, we still want to give you our test. And so Prabhupada said, test? Yes, we have got our test also. We want to see how far you have developed your love of God. So this verse is, can you see if he's, I'm going to have to talk a little louder because we can't quite hear anybody.
Sounds like Tony Soprano.
Somewhat familiar. What? So this verse is there. Savai Kuntam Parodharmo. Parodham. And Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Uparayoji Janat. In the next verse, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Uparayoji Janayat Yasu Bhairavyam. More detail is given that by this love of God, the symptom will be that one gets jnana and vairagya, detachment. He gets automatically knowledge and detachment from the material world. So when Bhattacharya wrote some of his verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya, he he emphasized that about Lord Chaitanya. Vairagya vidya nidya bhakti yogam shikshatame ka purusha purana. He wrote 100 shlokas glorifying Lord Chaitanya. And there's two special ones. It is said that Lord Chaitanya was not pleased with. He tried to tear them up. Anyway, of course, they were quickly copied. They knew that he might do that. So one of them, famous, you, Nijam, have come to give your own bhakti yoga in this Kali Yuga. Right? And first thing he says, Vairagya Vidya. Without any extra endeavor one takes to the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the study of Gauralila, then Vairagya Vidya develops. Vairagya, detachment, and now, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shiksha Tameka. Why? Because he's the original teacher. He didn't just Supreme Personality of Godhead, or in other religions, they have no clear idea of any teaching. They have some teachings, but here we understand that Shikshatameka Purusha Purana. He is the oldest person, Purusha Purana, and he's the original teacher. Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. We have our body, but he has the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sharira Dhari. Completely transcendental. Pipam Rudya Yas Tamaham. Therefore, we offer full obeisances because you're giving the Kripa, full mercy. Parama Karuna Bahotri Jan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shikadiya Shabnadiya. They went all over Nadia, of course, outside Nadia. But Bhaktivinoda Thakura writes a song, Shikadiya, giving these teachings. Not that they simply create something, go away, and then, no, the teachings are there. Teachings in Bhagavad Gita are there, Bhagavatam. And Amrita Dhara, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings we're getting throughout. He's showing this example. He accepted Sanatana Goswami was Saraswat Brahmana, but they were working with the Muslims. Therefore, he considered, when he first approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kayami Kanyama Jarita Kotro. I don't know who I am. Gamya Vavahari Pandit Thai Satyaman. The ordinary people, they claim I say I'm a Pandit, but I don't even know who I am. Mahaprabhu immediately said, what do you mean you don't know who you are? Probably he was laughing. Who knows? Anyway, won't speculate. You know everything, Sanatana. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I accept Sanatana Goswami as my guru. When Jagadananda Pandit, very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time he gave some instruction to Sanatana because he had his sores all over his body. He didn't know what to do. He said, well, I think you can go to Vrindavan. So when Sanatana told Lord Chaitanya, well, Jagadananda says I should go to Vrindavan. He said, who is Jagadananda? You are even my guru. So Sanatana Goswami, Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano Sadhana Samstapa. In the Sad Goswami Ashtakam, we read in summary the pastimes of all the Goswamis. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano. We're hearing about the Shastras don't agree, so many things. Very difficult to understand. But no. Six Goswamis, they studied all the Shastra, Nana Shastra Vichara, Icha, they studied all, many Nana Shastra. When you read Sanatana Goswami, you read Jiva Rupa, they're quoting Gopal Bhatta, he knew 300 Shastras, he knew 300 books, not shlokas. When he wrote outline for Sandarbhas, he was quoting. He wrote outline for Hari Bhakti Balala. He knew that thing in his head. You want Upanishads? Okay. There, immediately. You want Puranas? They knew. Nana Shastra Charanaikanika Sadharma Sanskar. And they established Sadharma based on this. Sadharma Priksha. Once you inquire, what is Atato Brahma Jigyasa? What is Dharma? Dharma Stop and Hetu Puri. So I think the next verse. That Madhavendra Puri established the Dharma by his activity. So Mahaprabhu is establishing Dharma. He's accepting Sanatana and Rupa, Haridas Thakur, all those. Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy. He was supposed to be some sort of sudra of caste. So they had no... These are Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari. Nothing to do with the material world at all. Ki Rupa Manjari Pala, Rupa Sanatana. We just sang a song. Where's in one poem, one devotee wrote that Sister Ketu, he wrote, one who has no, who doesn't feel separation from our acharyas, he did not get attachment. He did not attach from Jayashagatramaham. So we feel, when we feel the separation, the more we attach, the more we'll feel the separation, basically. Sambhogashtute. This is some verse in the Rupa Goswami has written. Vairagya more viraha. One feels this separation nourishes our sambhoga. And vice versa. Our attachment nourishes our detachment. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so it's almost 5 to 9. Anyone with the questions? Comment?
Coming. Smoke coming?
Is there a mic?
The mic. Second thing.
Pushkarji, I was listening about the installation of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan, the comment that Srila Prabhupada made. But then he wrote a letter saying that the Brahmanas in Vrindavan who did the installation, they were useless.
Useless?
It's a letter. After the installation in Hyderabad also, with Sampa Kumara and his brother and like that, Prabhupada like that, he said, well, they're good Brahmanas, everything was clean and paka and time clean and the chant good
mantra. There's that nice photograph and gold rumors in the photograph, yes, and Sampa, and I think you saw the Chikanan, Hamsa, all the Hyderabad, yes. Devotees are standing.
So Prabhupada like that, and he said, I'm very pleased, satisfied, I want you to teach my students how to do all these rituals.
Yeah,
and actually, he said that Brahmanas in Vrindavan, they're useless, they didn't know how to do it.
Right.
Anyway.
Hare Krishna, thank you. What's an easy to remember way to distinguish between philosophical speculation and mental speculation?
Philosophical speculation, mental speculation. Well, philosophical speculation is Prabhupada, I think, gave the example that, oh, Krishna says, I'm the taste in water. How is he the taste in water? You can think. And like that, I am the ability of man, but you're still thinking of Bhagavad Gita. You're thinking Shabda Ke Parosham Nishu. But it's not really speculation, it's more of a meditation. So if we see someone who's super, we can see Santa Goswami, today's a good day, and you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and then you think, and even in the beginning of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami, he says that he's glorifying the gopis and Mahaprabhu and Radharani, and he said, no one, I forget the Sanskrit, no one will ever have the slightest power to describe the glory So you think, well, wait a minute. I think like that. I think no one has the slightest power. Sanatana Goswami, who has the most power and is given whole Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami glorifies my guru because he accepted Sanatana as his guru. Sanatana, Tanor, Madi, Shah. In the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he glorifies Sanatana Goswami. Of course, Rupa Goswami is so brilliant, great, that Sanatana, Tanor, that you can interpret that as Krishna or Sanatana, because there's triple meanings in many, many verses. But aside from that, meaning is also he's glorifying his guru, Sanatana Goswami. So we think, wow, Sanatana Goswami says, no one will ever have the slightest power to describe the gopis. But then he goes on for thousands of verses and glorifies Krishna. And, you know, even one verse, we would have to spend lifetimes to figure out how to compose. But he's writing, giving us whole Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which we can read for millions and millions of years. Still, he's so humble that he's thinking, he's saying, no one will ever have the slightest power. But you can think about that's kind of a speculation. But it's kind of like a mind-boggling, like, wow, Sanatana Swami is so humble. He is the greatest person, even instructing Mahaprabhu at some time. And he's saying that he doesn't have slightest, no one will ever have the slightest power. Anyway, you could call that some sort of philosophical pondering. Anything else?
Thank you.
Anything on there? Lord Chand, or okay. Maybe it didn't go out. All right, glories to Sanatana Goswami, glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glories to Prabhupada, glories to Kaviraj Goswami.